There's so much to talk about in Parshas Bereishis. Earlier we spoke about a pasuk that has always been on my mind, but here's another pasuk that mamish, a pasuk that's always fascinated me, and a pasuk that I talk about a lot. Just yesterday I had this chus to meet with Chassan Akala. Ben Hashem is going to get married a little over a week. And this is a pasuk I focus a lot on. The pasuk says, Perek Beis, Pasuk Chaf Dalad, Al Kain Ya'azov Ish Es Aviv Es Imo, V'Dovak Be'Ishto, V'Hayu L'Basar Echad. Al Kain Ya'azov Ish Es Aviv Es Imo, V'Dovak Be'Ishto, V'Hayu L'Basar Echad. Therefore, every person eventually, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, each and every one of you, should leave his father and his mother, cling to his wife, and be one with his wife. There's so much depth in this in such a beautiful way. It's really the essence of marriage. To recognize that marriage is about clinging to your wife, becoming one with her. Famous story of Arya Levine, right? We all know the story of Tzadik in our time, who walked once into a doctor's office when his wife was, her foot was hurting her, and he was accompanying her, and he says, walks in, and he says, our foot hurts. L'basar echad, you become one. And this pasuk on b'pshat, I always talk about with the Chassan and Kala, to recognize, and this is something very hard at the beginning of marriage, that there's an element when you get married, when you're standing with your chuppah, of being yazov ish, of leaving your parents. That doesn't mean you can't have a beautiful relationship with them your whole life and love them and be close to them. But until marriage, the most important people in your life are your parents. And when you're standing with the chuppah together, your wife, that all changes. And the most important person in your life is your spouse, is your wife, or as a wife, is your husband. Even above your parents. Which is a hard change. And there are a lot of scenarios and situations in life, and specifically the beginning of marriage, where that has to play a big role, a very special role, something we can talk more in depth about another time. And that's how I always understood pshat in this pasuk, al kein yazov ish es aviv imo, v'dovak b'ishto v'hayu l'basar echad. But I always questioned just the language of yazov ish es aviv imo, that's so strong, like leave your parents' home. Yeah, physically you leave. But like, it sounds like it doesn't sound like the way I just described that. Of course you can still be close to them and have a loving relationship with them, which halavai we all want. It sounds like leave them completely. Like, what does that mean? What's it trying to tell us? There has to be something else here that this is hinting to. So I want to offer tonight a new yisod, a new idea, a new approach to this pasuk. Based on a couple of ramazim I saw from the Imrei Noam, Schoso Yogin Aleinu, he has a different take. He uses these ramazim in a different way. I took these ramazim and I want to suggest the following limud of this pasuk. Listen, chaver, matter something special. I've been waiting to share this with you. Maybe you can learn this pasuk in the following way. Because the Imrei Noam says, Ishto is Rashi Tevos, Hashem Sefasai Tiftach Ufi. Ado, right? Ado, which is what we... Aleph, Sefasai, Sin, Tiftach, Taf, Vav, Ufi. And he says, L'basar Echad, you have to become Basar Echad. Basar Echad is Gematra 515, which is Gematra Tefillah. So Hashem says, like Tiftach, which is the preparation for a Tefillah, Ishto, Dabik to that, and then B'hayu L'basar Echad, go and Dabik. What does that have anything to do with this Pasuk? So he has one take, and I want to offer something else. Maybe. You know what our parents represent? You know what our parents represent in life? Our parents represent a sense of assurance. A sense of being taken care of. We rely on them. And as children, for sure, because of our parents, everything's taken care of. And I don't have to worry about anything. Meaning, my clothing, my home, my food, my finances. It's all good. Which is something very beautiful and necessary as a child. But it could have also a negative effect, as it could create a disconnect from the Rabbanu Shalom. Because ultimately, in a perfect world, we're supposed to be reliant only on the Rabbanu Shalom. And we're supposed to recognize that everything we have is only from the Rabbanu Shalom. And the Rabbanu Shalom is the one who gives us everything. The Rabbanu Shalom is who gifts us everything. But when I have parents who provide me with everything, and without me doing anything, that can have some level of disconnect with the Rabbanu Shalom and my reliance on him. So comes a point in life, and this is what the Torah tells you, The Torah tells you, okay, and therefore there has to come a time in life where Yazov ish is up, where every person leaves that relationship, where every person leaves that dependency on your parents, and leaves the being reliant and thinking that everything is coming your way, and recognize that everything is only from the Ribono Shel Olam, and only be reliant on the Ribono Shel Olam, and realize that everything we have is from the Ribono Shel Olam. And how do we realize all that? How do we know all that? And this is where the Imrei Noam, maybe his Ramazim come in. You know how we, what is our relationship towards that? One thing and one thing only. You know what our avodah is? Tefillah. Because the world runs on tefillah. And it's through our tefillah that is our recognition that everything comes from Hashem. Through thanking Hashem for everything Hashem does for us, through praising Hashem, through asking of Hashem. It's tefillah, which is that relationship with Hashem, which is the, concretizes the emeskite, the truth that I know that everything is only from Hashem. That's what Rashi tells us here as well. And in Mamish, just a few psukim earlier, Rashi tells us that everything, all the plant life in the world was created only in potential until Adam Arishon was created. And only because after Adam was created could he daven for it. And everything runs on tefillah. And only because of that, with the finishing of Bria on Yom Shishi, could Adam daven for rain, which can bring all the plant life into existence, because the world has to run on tefillah. Because through that is our recognition that everything comes from Hashem. So therefore, the Pasuk tells us here, B'derech Drush, maybe we can understand, and such a beautiful idea, Kein Yazov Ish Esav V'Zimo. Every person has to leave the dependency of his parents, has to leave the being reliant on his parents, has to leave that feeling that everything's just coming his way. And what do you do then? V'dabak b'ishtu. Cling to Hashem Sefasai Tiftach V'fi Agit Yilsecha. Cling to Achana to Davin. V'hayu l'basarecha g'matra tefillah. You know what you have to cling to in life more than anything else? Only tefillah. Recognizing that everything comes from Hashem. Everything we have is from Hashem. Everything we're going to have is from Hashem. When you live this life, it's the most beautiful life. It's the life we're supposed to live. And through that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us all the shefa in the world. He created us to be mativ to us. He created us just to give and give and give to us. Recognize that. But what does He want from us? To daven for it. He wants us to have that recognition. He wants us to basar echad. He wants us to gematria tefillah. Hashem says, I tiftach v'yagin til secha. And to leave any assurance that everything's just coming our way. Be'ez Hashem v'shibizayicha. As we start a new year of Torah, a new year of Ruchnias, to just realize it's all from above, it's all from Hashem, to put our hands open and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just take care of me, I'm here and I trust in you. And if we do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us, give us all the shefa, all the bracha, all the simcha, with refuos and yeshuos, b'zeros tovos, reach every one of us, for Klal Yisrael, and we have a halig, a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos 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 Hey, Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh,